Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to all our listeners. This is the Business Day Spotlight, your destination for African business made simple. My name is Mdiwa Gavaza, and for today we are talking in the realm of technology. You know, during these days, we tend to talk to business leaders just around what's going on in and around their industries. And for today, we are joined on the line by Mick McNeil, who is the Vice President for Business Development at Logicalis. He is joining us all the way from Ireland, and we are looking forward to the discussion. Mick, greetings to you.
Hello, Madhua, and hello, everyone, and thank you for listening. It's good to be with you today.
I think before we get into the crux of the discussion, just a little bit about Logicalis, linked to one of the biggest tech companies on the JSE here in South Africa.
Sure. Look, Logicalis is an organization that sits under Datatech as a group. We last year, as we posted our fiscal results, were $1.7 billion US dollars across 26 countries, 10,000 customers, and approximately 7,000 employees. We exist to help our customers digitally transform their operations so they can ultimately be more successful.
And then I guess to that end, you guys have quite an exciting partnership with one of another global leader when it comes to technology. That's Microsoft. What's going on that front, and what does it actually mean for either your clients or potential customers that may be doing business with Logicalis?
Yeah, we've got a super exciting partnership with Microsoft, also with Cisco and other global technology player. And I will share some of those exciting innovations that we're working on together, but perhaps I can give a little bit of context about our journey as Logicalis, which brings me to my role and how this partnership or these partnerships are playing into our future. So firstly, Logicalis as an organization has existed for over 20 years. We were born in London in the UK, and we resold technology products, so network kit, data center kit, and applied services on top of that to help our organizations understand how they can deploy those that technology and then help them manage that technology as a service. But as we know, and as many of our listeners know, technology that existed on premise and that business that we've been successful in, IT services on premises in the data center, that business, that industry is declining in terms of its growth rates. In fact, it's decelerating its growth rates. And we know as an organization that we ultimately will not be as successful in that business as we have done in the past. What we know is our customers are on a journey to consume cloud technology because that can help them be more successful. And we're helping them on that journey by creating a digital transformation practice within Logicalis globally. So a digital transformation practice helps our customers put digital technology at the heart of everything that they do. And we have stricken partnerships with Cisco and Microsoft to help us do that. So my role within Logicalis as Group Global Vice President for Business Development is to help the whole organization, all of our employees and our customers, leverage this cloud technology in partnership with Microsoft. And I'm structuring an organization globally supported by commercial leaders that can accelerate this business for us.
Sorry, not to cut you off, but I was just interested in something that you've just said about helping the businesses on that digital journey and your role on that end. Do you find that in putting all of these partnerships in place and just working with businesses, how do you just make sure that all of the pieces move together? Because I can imagine that it must be a massive undertaking when you have three large companies all trying to work towards that that same goal.
Yes, you're absolutely correct. The reality is we need to structure the value that we bring to each other, but ultimately we bring to our customers. Logicalis plus Microsoft plus Cisco, we present a very compelling offer to a customer. If you think about this, put yourself in the shoes of a customer that has a business outcome that they want to drive, and they're not sure what technology they need to bring to deliver on that business outcome. Yes, Logicalis, who is an Azure Expert Managed Service provider accredited globally by a third party to deliver cloud platform solutions on Microsoft Azure as being one of the best with Azure Expert MSP. Yes, Logicalis on its own presents a compelling offer. But from a customer perspective, when you have Logicalis plus Microsoft supporting you in understanding what technology you need to bring to solve the business challenge or opportunity, and then not only identifying the technology, providing the technology for you, and managing that as a service, Logicalis and Microsoft, and in many cases Cisco, makes a very easy choice for customers. So the three large entities that we described, we focus on creating solutions and services together that we can bring to customers. We focus on targeting customers that can derive value from those solutions and services that we've created together. And we focus on delivering successfully the business outcomes that the customers wanted with those solutions and services that we've created. So we structure everything we do into those three big buckets.
One of the things that has really come up over the last year is this issue of resilience, together with digital transformation and people saying that there's been an acceleration over the last year. One of the big things has been, resilience. How do you keep your operation going and how does technology perhaps aid in that process? So would it be possible for you to give us, especially given your role, maybe a practical example of how the partnership can work together, to solve, I guess, a particular company's problem? Let's say, I don't know, X company has been forced to, put some of its workers are working off-site. They still want to continue doing business, but they still want to have their systems in place. All of those things, like practically, how does it actually all work together?
Yes, indeed. I think firstly on the topic of resilience, it is a tremendous macro global need for organizations to develop resilience in their operations. But not only for organizations, also personally. We've all had a challenge over the past year to be personally resilient and lots of learnings as human beings. When I look to an example of a Logicalis responding to a customer need, which is driven by the pandemic, one jumps to mind for me quite poignantly, and that comes from our Australian entity, who are working with Peninsula Health, which is a large-scale health service in Australia, and they have hospitals that serve over 300,000 people, in fact, annually. And as you can imagine, with the pandemic growing at the start of last year and becoming quite critical for many organizations globally, hospitals, a critical infrastructure service, is one that we all need to protect. And so Peninsula Health looked to Logicalis to help them shift what was 1,000 back office staff to remote operations in under 2 weeks. So we were able to take 1,000 back office staff serving critically 300,000 people in Australia and enable them to work remotely from home, in many cases from their bedrooms, in 2 weeks. And that was a tremendous outcome we were able to deliver for not only for Peninsula Health as an organization, but also for the people of Australia who were served by that health service. Now, when I think about how the partnership enabled that outcome, Logicalis and Microsoft partnered together to create what we call our production-ready cloud platform. And this is a, let's call it a home in the cloud that is ready-made, that is enterprise-grade, secure, and agile for any organization to instantly spin up their home in the cloud and to start moving workloads at pace so they can have confidence in consuming those workloads, those, that technology from anywhere in the world, knowing that the production-ready cloud platform is secure and that it's agile enough to support them as needed. So Microsoft and Logic Health come together to innovate, to create that home in the cloud, production-ready cloud, and we delivered for Peninsula Health in 2 weeks, which was a tremendous outcome that we're happy to talk all day about.
No, I can see why one would be able to talk about something like that for the whole day, because, you know, moving all of those employees to remote working in the space of just, you know, a fortnight or 2 weeks would be a tremendous undertaking. But I think that then helps us to maybe gauge, because I think, you know, a nice follow-up for someone who might be listening to this, because you have a sight of what's going on in different, you know, regions of the world. You are in Ireland at the moment. You've just given us an example of what's going on, what happened in an Australian business, how you guys helped an Australian business. When it comes to that, and this thing of digital transformation, how do you say different regions have been able to stack up? Because would you say that there have been some regions where there was less work involved to actually just, you know, get people to continue working? Or would you say that across the world, companies just had the struggle of moving from having their employees on site and doing all their business in-house and then moving to this remote environment that has just become a normal way of life now?
I'm seeing a consistent a challenge, or let's call it an opportunity, across the globe when we talk specifically about enabling remote work. I think the reality is forward-looking organizations had already taken the step to leverage cloud offerings that empowered their employees to be more productive, to drive better business outcomes, and to deliver those outcomes in a quicker fashion. And those organizations, they were outpacing their competitors across all industries. If you are a digitally transformed organization, i.e. you are putting technology at the heart of all of your operations, be that to innovate with new products, be it to empower your employees, or even to capture the information, the data within your organization to inform your decisions on where you point your business next, they're ultimately more successful, and there's many different proof points that articulate that. So the organizations that we had to help overnight become digitally enabled so they could work remotely and securely, they, what I would phrase as, had their eyes opened, because instantly this thing that they were lagging behind on embracing, which is digital transformation, became real to them. They realized that digital transformation is something that they can do, and it won't take them years to achieve. And so whilst we have taken those first steps with those customers to digitally transform, specifically looking at remote work, the conversation has quickly progressed to what's next, what's bigger, what's better. And so we, as a technology company helping our customers in this transformation, have seen our book of business and our interest in more transformative projects increase. Companies now are not just thinking about what's my next step. They're thinking about how do I leap and how do I get ahead of our competitors? Because they know if you're a CEO or a CIO today, you know, if you are not using cloud technology to digitally transform your organization, your competitors are, and that's a competitive advantage that they have over you. So the impetus for change is as large now as it's ever been.
Perhaps to, you know, switch for a moment to zoom out on, I guess, what's going on across the industry. In your role specifically, you did describe, you know, what you do to us at the beginning of the conversation. But in your role, could you maybe describe to us the types of people when it comes to clients and the businesses that you guys are working with, the type of people that you are engaging with, and perhaps how those discussions or conversations, you've seen them evolve from the beginning of last year to now?
Sure. Look, interestingly, and I'll speak to Logicalis' experience, 10, 15 years ago, the conversation from a technology perspective firmly sat within the office of the CIO, the IT department. As the years have progressed and the onset of cloud technologies enabled solutions that specifically addressed needs of functions within organizations, such as the HR function or such as the marketing function, the conversations would have switched quite naturally to talking directly to marketing or HR in those examples about what technology we can bring to bear to help them deliver better outcomes for their specific function. Now, due to the pandemic, conversations are increasingly with the CEO of organizations. And it's with the CEO because the CEOs now recognize that they don't need functional strategies with respect to cloud or technology. They need an end-to-end business strategy that embraces cloud technologies to digitally transform. And so it's elevated the conversation to evolve it from a technology discussion. It's not technology we're talking about initially. It's not IT. We're having business priority, business outcome discussions with the CEOs that we then bring the technology and the solutions to deliver on those business outcomes. And importantly, and this is a huge industry trend that I'm sure you're aware of, as a technology provider, we now manage those solutions and services on behalf of our customers because we can ensure that business outcome that was identified at the start is met. So critically, as an organizational logicalis, we will deeply understand the business priorities of our customers. We bring the right technology and solutions to bear to deliver on those business outcomes. But most importantly, we'll manage it as a service so we can ensure that we deliver on those business outcomes.
And in this evolution, do you think, or do you, just from your experience, do you see or think that businesses have truly been able to grasp the full potential of what cloud computing can bring? I bring that up simply because earlier on, when describing the partnership with Microsoft and Cisco, one of the things you emphasized on was the issue of cloud computing and the fact that it's one of the big offerings that's part of the partnership. Do you think businesses really realize what they can actually do with the cloud?
The answer is ultimately no. And there's good reason for that. The pace of innovation, the pace of change that cloud vendors such as Microsoft are driving into their products, into their offerings, is like nothing before. Microsoft launches thousands of new services, new technology offerings every year. And when you look at what that means for an organization, any organization, let's call it an organization that sells washing machines, for them to invest in the people and infrastructure to keep up with the capabilities and understanding what those services and technologies can mean for them, and to translate that into a business priority and deliver it for them, the investment is completely outweighs the value for them that they would need to invest to understand the technologies. That's why increasingly organizations are looking to partners like Logicalis, whose core business is to understand what's the latest technology and how can we translate that into business outcomes and success for our customers. They're looking to us to guide them on what that opportunity is, to guide them on how they can be more successful with the latest technology. And again, which is why we've stricken our global partnership with Microsoft, because with this global partnership, we're one of only 75 companies globally that is an Azure Expert Managed Service provider. And in fact, I believe the only one in South Africa who can deeply connect with the Microsoft engineering teams globally, these people who create the products. And we can understand with them what's the roadmap look like, and have foresight into how we can bring that to our customers in South Africa and abroad. So I'm really excited about the partnership because it allows us to have that line of sight to what's next and translate it early into outcomes we can bring to our customers and help them have a competitive advantage over their competitors. And again, when I think of South Africa, I'm particularly excited about the opportunity we have here because we are one of the only partners in South Africa that has demonstrated that elite level of capability when it comes to Microsoft Cloud. And in fact, we're partnering with the Microsoft team in South Africa based on that accreditation, based on our number one spot, to help identify customers that we can help be more successful.
As we end off the discussion, I think it would be keen to get an understanding from you. I'm going to ask, I'm sure you get questions like this a lot, but for you to perhaps peer into your crystal ball a little bit, simply because, you know, one can imagine that when partnerships like this come together, there is an expectation that Logicalis, Microsoft, together with Cisco, will be in business together for a number of years. So when it comes to that, which type of technologies do you see cloud continuing to play a big role, I guess, in the short to medium term? You know, things like analytics, data, you know, do you see all of those aspects continuing to play a big role? Or do you see other emerging technologies sort of coming up in the coming years, and especially given the rapid pace of technological development?
So when I think about the future of cloud, the growth rate is only going to accelerate with the aftermath of COVID-19 and the pandemic. And in fact, in 2021, research shows us that public cloud services spending is expected to grow by 18.4% this year. So almost 20% growth, which is tremendous for such a large market. We will continue to bet on all things cloud, but you have pointed out quite appropriately that a cloud is the base infrastructure. What we really leverage is data to transform customers. And in fact, we are pivoting how we help customers to deliver on what we call data-led transformation. And it's about unlocking and activating the value for our customers of the data that they have in the organization, because we also know that that will have top-line benefits for custom companies. And in fact, McKinsey recently released some research that shows companies are 23 more times more likely to acquire a customer, 6 times more likely to retain that customer, and 19 times more likely to be more profitable as a result of understanding what data they have in the organization and unlocking value from that. So we are working very closely with our clients to deliver data-led transformation.
We certainly look forward to, you know, seeing how all of that develops over the years. That was us with Mick McNeil, who is the Vice President for Business Development at Logicalis, just giving us some insight into a recent partnership that they've come together with Microsoft, together with Cisco, talking also about what's going on in digitalizing businesses, digital transformation, showing that companies that had long invested in digital transformation before the pandemic hit were able to withstand those initial shocks a little bit better, but that you know, all companies have been forced to come on board at the moment. Ending off just with the discussion around the cloud, we always hear about you know, cloud computing and the benefits, and he's saying that at the moment, companies, individuals, businesses, organizations haven't reached a stage yet where we have truly realized the full potential that cloud computing could bring to our society and to businesses, and that as things are going, the research is showing that the sector could grow by as much as a fifth in the coming year, and that it's only set to grow going forward. So that's been it. Mick, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you very much for your time.
So that's been it for this edition of the Business Day Spotlight. Remember that you can find our latest podcasts on Business Life. That's under the podcast Business Day Spotlight tab on Twitter, where hashtag BD Spotlight. And remember that you can review and subscribe for free on iono.fm, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Pocket Casts, wherever you choose to get your pods casted. Thank you to our amazing team. Our producer is Paige Muller. I've been Mudiwa Gavaza of the Business Day and Financial Mail, and this has been another edition of the Business Day Spotlight, which is a multimedia live production. So for myself and the rest of the team, it is good evening, good afternoon, and good morning.